Welcome to Freedom Talk Radio with your host, Andy Peacher.
Hi, a very warm welcome then. It's Andy Peacher for this Thursday, the 21st of March. And tonight we're talking to the author, Steve Snyder. It's a book about discovering the extraordinary story about Dad Howard Snyder, who was a pilot and crew of a B-17. On February the 8th, 1944, his plane, the B-17 Susan Ruth, was shot down over the French-Belgian border after a mission to bomb Frankfurt in Germany. The book will tell you the story of events leading up to and after that harrowing day of the 10-man crew. Some died, some ended up in prison camps, and some evaded capture. What makes this book unique is the very detailed and amazing story of what happened to each crew member, in particular Howard Snyder, who evaded capture and was missing in action for 7 months. It's very important to read the letters, the documents that were exchanged before and after the Susan Ruth was shot down, view the photos and follow Steve on his journey to uncovering these extraordinary World War II events that must never be forgotten. And you can find all that on stevesnyderauthor.com. That's Steve, S-N-Y-D-E-R, author.com. Welcome to the show, Steve. Third time lucky, as we said.
It's good to be here.
Yeah. Do you know what amazes me before we even go into the book? How we take things for granted these days when we're flying. You know, the jetliners are so far advanced for passengers. But then we look at these old films and we think, wow, that was just as extraordinary as that new Airbus 380, you know, that little plane that takes two pilots, you know, one with a gun and one to navigate or drive the plane. And wow, you know, it's because the planes never failed, you know, even though they were on bombing missions, unless you got shot down, of course, they never really failed. They were so unique. And this is what captured my sort of imagination when I was looking. My wife loves the World War One and Two films, and you know, aviation has come on a long way since then.
Oh, I'll say, yeah. Back then, you had to fly the planes. It took a lot of muscle, and now that it's with all the computers on the planes, they kind of fly themselves.
Yeah, fly by wire is the nickname for the modern day plane.
And they can just put it on autopilot. You couldn't do it back then, especially flying in those tight formations that the bombers flew in. That's why you needed two pilots to fly those planes. Yeah, the co-pilot, my dad was the first pilot, but the co-pilot flew the plane as much as the first pilot because it was so strenuous, both mentally and physically, to fly those planes. It used to like trade off maybe every 15 minutes.
Yeah, I know a couple of people, and one in particular from Luton in Bedfordshire. You mentioned Bedford earlier on, before we came on air, and you can tell people about that later. But yeah, this guy from Luton, he's not so much, I suppose, he's not old enough to have flown these old planes, but he actually, he exhibitions these old planes in Stansted Airport area. There's a big sort of place where they have the old planes, and he actually goes up in the sky with them and flies them and does displays of it. He does the triple loops and all, whatever you want to do with them. And, you know, during the day, he actually flies a low-cost carrier airline, EasyJet, we call it, from Luton around, you know, Scotland and Europe. But he does that as a hobby. I mean, everybody's fascinated with the you know, the airplanes. And I must admit, I'm into trains myself, but because I like being on terra firma. But yeah, the airplanes fascinate loads of people there, Steve.
Yeah, it's fortunate here in the United States, there's hundreds of warbirds still flying, and there's air shows all across the